is the oldest season.
Carrie Newcomer is perhaps to the Midwest what Bruce Springsteen is to the New Jersey shore. Her lyrics evoke not only a landscape, but a Midwestern sensibility of neighborliness, of appreciation for tradition and the land. Her new CD and book, The Beautiful Not Yet, may contain her most spiritual work yet. Newcomer says she can't separate her spiritual life from her music.
The reason why there's a spiritual current in my work is because there's a spiritual current in my life. If that current wasn't present in my work, I would be censoring something really important about how I walk around in the world and how I experience my life. You know, there is a hunger right now. There's a longing for authentic spiritual conversation that doesn't blank the hard stuff, and at the same time, you know, has a sense of conversation about the gentleness of the world, compassion and hope and love and kindness and a sense of humor, these sorts of things.
What's the title, The Beautiful Not Yet, all about?
Well, The Beautiful Not Yet is it's really about living in the now and about the sacredness of the present moment. I was walking around the woods here in Indiana. I live in southern Indiana, and there's a time when the last snow has happened, no more snow, but the first buds have not opened up yet, and a lot of people in the Midwest will say that's not a very pretty time of year because, you know, we're all looking forward to summer and the lushness and greenness of summer. But I was walking around in the woods that day and noticed that the light was coming in a way that it doesn't happen any other time of year. It was spring light, and it was clean and kind of cool. And at the same time, there were no leaves, so nothing to encumber it. It was this beautiful light, and you could sense this moment of awakening. And there was something so beautiful about it.
Spring is humming, bits of something. A melody, the simple part. A song that I once knew by heart.
I think a lot of people in the Midwest can identify with that.
You know, when I talk to people about the title, it's like, oh yeah, I know what that means. That moment when you sense it.
You have written a book of poems and essays to accompany your lyrics to this CD. And you mentioned many times the influence of the great spiritual writer Parker Palmer.
Parker Palmer is one of my favorite authors and probably one of my favorite human beings on the planet, and a dear friend. I would say about half the songs on this new album, they emerged out of conversations with Parker. Parker and I are doing a new stage production called What We Need Is Here, Hope, Hard Times, and the Human Possibility. And many of the songs were written for that collaboration and came out of our conversations.
You're both out of the Quaker tradition.
Yes, we both are. So there's an interesting sensibility that goes with that as well.
How would you describe that?
Well, neither one of us, you know, were raised Quakers. Both of us found our way to the Quaker community later on in life. And I think that attention to first of all, the attention to silence, the important, you know, we live in such a busy culture, we are never encouraged to reflect or stop even. So that the importance of taking moments of pause and the importance of reflection and even silence. Also the attention to, you know, some of the things that just aren't being talked about a lot in our culture right now, simplicity and hospitality, compassion. You know, consensus, a desire for more peaceful living and more community exchange. So those sensibilities really do overlap for both of us.
You mentioned that there seems to be a lack of compassion in the current moment. And one of the essays in the book that accompanies the CD is entitled Be Kind, Be True, Pay Attention. The national mood seems to be angry, resentful, far from kind.
Well, the essay was written, actually, it's a reprinting of a graduation address that I gave at Goshen College. You know, whenever you're going to speak to a collection of new graduates, you know, you have to stop and say, you know, what is it that I would have wanted someone to tell me at 21? The ideas of being true to yourself, to listening to your heart, the idea of kindness as being a great power in the world. It sounds so small and it sounds so simple, but it's one of the most incredible forces I know.
I am learning to walk with grace in the dark. I am learning to trust and to lead with my heart.
Sometimes I talk about kindness as being the country cousin to love.
Right.
You know, it's like, you know, love is big, and sometimes it gets almost too unwieldy to talk about. It gets big and abstract, but kindness is daily and personal. But I think this album also, you know, really explores the idea of where does help come from in hard times? What is it that helps and sustains
some
us?
Some things we find in daylight, and we're grateful to know. Some things we only learn where we did not want to go. I can't tell you it will all turn out fine, but I know there is help in hard times.
And a sense of hope, but not a candy-coated, positive-thinking kind of hope, but about hope that is pretty gritty, actually, that you get up in the morning and you try again in your own way to make the world a kinder place, and then you get up the next day and you do it again, and then you get up the next day and you have been disappointed and you still get up and you do it again. It's about hope that is faithful, and that's risky, because when you hope like that, you take the chance of having your heart broken. It's also, there's a song on the album called 3 Feet or So. The key phrase, 3 feet or so, came from a Greg Ellison story. He talks about asking his grandmother, you know, how do I change the world? And his grandmother told him, I can't change the whole world, but I can change what's 3 feet around me.
It's not out there somewhere. It's right here. It's right here. Behind, nods his head and softly hums, saying, honey, that's the way it's done.
What a wonderful idea and thought, and that we have enormous power in just how we walk around every day, that we can have great impact on what we do, what's 3 feet around us. It is world-changing, it's life-changing. Perhaps it's the only way true positive change actually happens. And I had to say, in that song too, the idea of a different kind of news, the balance of a different kind of news. The news we're getting right now, you know, it's coming at us from every direction. Its screens are everywhere, and they're all saying, be very afraid. Be very afraid that there are divisions and there are no bridges. And we're getting an enormous amount of that kind of information coming at us. But there is a different news, and that's part of what this show with Parker and many of these songs came out of, this idea that there is news that's within us and between us, that the things that have always saved us, compassion and hospitality and generosity and a good sense of humor, good parenting, simple kindness, beauty. These things did not go away just because we're living in a particularly brutal political season. And I guess part of this album is trying to balance, you know, that news without with the news within.
Carrie, it's always a pleasure to talk with you. We've been talking with Carrie Newcomer, the singer-songwriter. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been great to talk to you today.
I'm Judy Valente.